What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
After the game yesterday, what were your conversations like with Matt Milano? Obviously, a good performance by your defense. You shut down Derrick Henry for much of the game. What were your conversations like with Matt Milano? Did he seem to be in good spirits?
I'll keep those conversations between us. Appreciate you asking, though.
No worries. All right, you used three linebackers quite a bit yesterday. Obviously, the stats kind of speak for themselves in terms of the success that you guys saw. But could you give us your perspective on how you saw that unit work together?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there were moments in there where we were working together really good. And obviously, there were some moments where, you know, we can be better. And not only them, but I can put them in a better position at times. But they knew what the plan was. It was pretty specific. They did a good job executing.
And how about DeMar Hamlin? Just his performance throughout the season, some ups and downs, but it seemed like yesterday was kind of a shining moment for him.
Yeah, I mean, I know what year was it? 2022 or something like that. He started a bunch of games, but this is his first time as a full-time starter. And, you know, like you said, any player that's going to be a first-time starter is going to have a lot of ups and downs. That's the way it goes. You know, you learn through success, but the best teacher is failure, you know, and I think he's done a really good job as far as being a consistent performer on our defense.
Hey, Bobby, to start by following up on DeMar, just what did you see on the fumble play between him and Vaughn? What did you see out of each of them on that?
Yeah, it's funny. It's really good technique. We talk about mobile quarterback fundamentals. Part of our takeaway circuit, which you guys might actually see, you know, while you're at practice, is how we recover fumbles. It's cool to see some of those things come to life in a game.
And then what did you think of Cole Bishop and how he did once he came in?
Yeah, he did a solid job. He did a solid job there. You know, it's tough, man. It's tough. Like, you know, you're playing special teams, you're standing on the sideline watching the game, trying to stay into it. But being out there with the speed of what's going on and those type of things is you get thrown right to the fire. So he did a nice job stepping in. There's a couple things he can do better, as they all can, including myself. And, it was good to see. All the experience he's getting is tremendous.
And then this is a little off topic, but I was wondering just, you know, the rest of the staff so well. How have you seen Joe Brady grow this year?
How have I seen Joe Brady? You know, I mean, I don't think that's fair for me to say. You know, I can tell you what I really like about Joe, and Joe's a charismatic guy. He's always upbeat. He brings a lot of positive energy, which is a really good thing to have. And, he took over last year as the offensive coordinator. I was a linebacker coach. I was on the field. He was in the box, you know, but it's been great to work with him. I think he does a tremendous job. He's, you know, he's always willing to help me if I got questions for him, you know, and he wants what's best for the team. Truly a great teammate. And, it's cool to see the success he's having and, you know, heck of a guy, first and foremost.
Terrell Bernard. And I know there's that whole narrative last week about guys being small and all this stuff, but I don't want to entirely focus on that. But when you identified Terrell so early in his career as being a player who's capable of taking over that job and his leadership skills, what was it that you and Sean and the defensive staff saw in Terrell?
Yeah, was there a narrative out there that we were small?
Yeah, apparently. Somebody said.
somebody, they said. No, I mean, football players are football players. You know, you can chase size and speed. And I think I've talked about this a long time ago. You can chase size, speed, all those things. But when it comes down to it, we talk about it all the time, much like the NBA, it's a make or miss league. You're either making plays or you're not. You know, and he's, you know, I would just say when it comes to the intangibles, Terrell's the total package. And it's interesting. I called him Terrell. That was awkward because we call him TB. But TB is the total package. Seen a lot of growth. I had him as a rookie. Really liked him coming out of Baylor. And I knew a lot of what people wouldn't like him for the things that in my mind don't matter as much in football. And we're lucky to have him. I think his teammates would tell you we're lucky to have him. And, you know, there's a lot of room for growth with him. And there's a lot of meat on the bone still for him. So it's been a pleasure to be around him these last 3 years.
And I love that, the stubbornness to go to know with to go with your gut and knowing that this guy can succeed. That can't be easy a lot of times, knowing that there's going to be some pushback. How did you guys arrive at that?
No, I mean, I think we think a lot alike here. We in total. So when you talk about acquiring players, Brandon, Sean, and, you know, the coordinators and the position coach, I think we see things a lot alike, and we don't always. But I think that's what's unique about this place. And I appreciate you calling it stubborn, because that's what my wife would call it.
Obviously, uncertainty around Christian. But if a next man up is required this weekend, I want to ask you, like, where are things with Kyrie? Like, I know it's been kind of like an up and down season. I think he's in year three. What have you seen from him? And if he were to get thrust into that kind of situation, where's your level of confidence and belief in him?
Yeah, I got belief in all the players on the roster. I got belief in all the players on the roster. And, you know, I mean, anytime a player goes down, you can look at it as one of two things at any position. It's, you could look at it as a detriment and an opportunity for somebody else. And that's the way we approach it, is an opportunity for somebody else. The standard's a standard. I think you've heard that plenty of times here. You know, and there's ebbs and flows to this, to the whole NFL, whether you talk about an individual season, whatever it may be. So there's going to be ups and downs with every player. And, you know, the expectation doesn't change from player to player on a roster. And that's, you know, talking about Brandon and Sean, you know, that's, you know, the way they build the roster in such a tremendous way is, you know, that way, you know. And, you know, they let the coaches have a lot of say in, you know, in the roster also, which I think is great leadership. And then that creates ownership amongst the coaches. So you better have them ready to go.
On the Chiefs, I mean, just sitting around watching that game the other day, it's amazing what Travis Kelce is still able to do. How many different challenges does he still present, and how urgent do you guys have to be attentive to, you know, dealing with him?
Yeah, I think there's technically 120 by 53 and a third problems, because he'll end up anywhere on the field, you know. So he's going to go down as the greatest tight end to ever play the game, you know. And the thing that's unique about him is no matter what the regular season looked like, he shows up in the playoffs. And, you know, that's really, really, you know, you talk about the greatest competitors, you know, in any sport. That's what they tend to do, is they show up in the biggest moments, and he does that. So we got to try to put a plan together as best we can to make sure that we at least keep him contained.
The little details of a game like yesterday sometimes slip through the cracks, but that Matt Milano tip pass on the 2-point conversion, I mean, from your perspective as a coach that probably looks for like teach tape all the time, can you take me through what you saw going back on film on that play and just the details of his rep on that play?
Yeah, we were in a certain coverage. Their tight end was doing a good job of deterring, I'll use the word deterring, other coverage players that are responsible for other people, not allowing them to cover them, if that makes sense. And so we're working through some things in coverage, and we always talk about getting our hands up as a pass rusher. Matt happened to be a rusher on that play, and you know, just really executed what we talk about.
Disciplined football yesterday. Ed Oliver was a man possessed in that first half. Three turnovers, you know, make our guys out there.
Takeaways.
Yep, takeaways. Take away. That's right. Take them away. But, Coach, how does Lamar Jackson makes it difficult to have good rushing coverage balance? How difficult does that guy make it?
He is really good at football. Hurt you with his legs. He can hurt you with his arm, which I think everybody knows. That's where, you know, the progression of him, and it's a credit to him how much he's evolved as a passer. I think he's more on time. I think he's more in rhythm. You know, so we were dealing with a lot of stuff yesterday. So credit to our guys. You know, we knew he was going to make some plays. That's who he is. He does it every game. You know, and our guys didn't flinch. We kept lining up, kept playing, trying to follow the plan as best as possible. But he's a tremendous player. He's really hard to go against, really hard to plan for, you know, and he's a prop.
I did an absolute excellent job on making sure everybody was accounted for yesterday. How would you be able to maintain that type of, you know, structure versus a tough Kansas City team with just four quarters to live, Coach?
Pray hard. Pray hard. No, I mean, we just got to come up with a plan. We got to sit down as a staff, come up with a plan. You know, this is the Kansas City Chiefs, and we know what they've done in the postseason. We know what they've done to us in the postseason. You know, they've sent us home multiple times. So we got to do a great job of, you know, putting together the best plan, and not only to handle all the weapons that they do have, because they have a tremendous amount of weapons, but one that our guys are able to execute.
What did you text the football gods after that 2 points?
What I text the football gods?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just worried about what was coming next. We had to recover the onside kick. I was getting our end of game plays ready, so I didn't have time to think about it. And honestly, where I was sitting, I had to hear someone say, you know, that it was incomplete. I didn't even see the result.
Hey, Bobby, what type of mindset did your defense have in the first half, really limiting the Ravens on the ground to start the game?
They had a mindset that we set at the beginning of the week, and we'll keep that between us, but it was a good one.
When it comes to facing the Chiefs, you spoke about Travis Kelce. There's also Xavier Worthy, who Patrick Mahomes has leaned on quite a bit, scored a touchdown yesterday. What sets him apart from other receivers? Why is he tough to play against?
Yeah, I mean, for a young guy, you know, he's fitting into their system really well. Obviously, he's got tremendous speed. He's got tremendous rack. You know, that stuff creates a problem. He's pretty tough. I mean, T-Rap put a pretty big hit on him last time we were playing, and he held onto the ball. So there's a lot of things that he brings to the table that, that, you know, are going to be a problem for a long time.
Why isn't that more teams, and specifically, why don't they just bump Kelce at the line? You have that 5-yard border where you can hit the receiver from the line. How come more teams don't just rough him up at the line of scrimmage?
George, you would love to every play, but, you know, you have to fit the run. There's certain run fits that you got to have. There's certain, you know, different coverages that call for different things. So, you know, it's a little bit more complicated just to sign in a guy to bump him every play. But, you know, you definitely need to have awareness of where he's at all the time.
Yeah, and what is it about him that he's able to find that little area where he can always seem to drop in and look like he's by himself, and the defensive backs are a few yards off of him?
Yeah, he's a really good player. He has a really good feel for the game, and he understands coverage. And, you know, clearly he's a smart player and has a really good feel for the game, as I said.
And last but not least, on the back end with DeMarcus Ingram, and as well as possibly, it's Kareem Jackson might be. You got guys that you can bring up to help out if Christian Benford is not available.
Are you asking about what?
I'm asking about Kareem Jackson. Let me just go directly to Kareem Jackson coming off of the practice squad. How's he been doing?
Good. He's doing well. He's a great asset to our team.
Yeah, and a veteran guy, a guy that's been around as well, that's a seasoned veteran that could also probably help out in critical situations.
Yeah, he's helped out all year. He's helped out all year. Obviously, he hasn't been on the field as much as probably he'd like to, but he's been a great mentor to the guys, and obviously he's played a lot of football.